What kind of hands do we have? I am convinced that forgiveness is not something that comes natural to humans, that's not built into us. If we look from our very beginnings, we much prefer an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And even our legal system follows that very well. And I know for myself that when I have been hurt or wronged, my first reaction is getting even. How many of us have had someone tailgating us while driving and they speed ahead and we just kind of say, oh, Lord, I hope, like, please put a cop, like, just right down there. I want to see them pulled over. And so forgiveness is not a human quality, but it is a divine quality. And this is what makes it so beautiful, because when we do forgive, we're doing something godly. We're doing an act of God himself. And we had something that transcends who we are. But it's also what makes it so difficult, because it's not natural for us to do that. And so in a sense, we have to overcome ourselves and transcend higher to be able to do it. And that's one out of the many reasons why going to confession can be so helpful. Because as we receive forgiveness from God himself for us, it teaches us how to do that to the people around us. And yet the strange thing, as we see in the gospel, is how quick we are to receive forgiveness compared to how slow we are to give forgiveness to someone else. And we see this played out in our gospel very well, where we have this man who owes his master a great debt. And so he falls to his knees and he pleads, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." And I want to maybe take a side note on this, and I want to point out the importance of this idea of being patient. Forgiveness, as we know, doesn't happen quickly and doesn't happen overnight. And nor does kind of the payment of a debt, whether that be a physical, spiritual, or physical one, or emotional one. And so patience and forgiveness go hand in hand. And so when we need to forgive someone, or while we are hoping someone forgives us, we need to be patient. That's really important, especially if we have been seriously hurt by someone. That when someone has hurt us so badly that our life is changed, in a sense, it's very serious. And the greatest example of this is Christ on the cross, who, even though he was experiencing the seriousness of that, he was able to forgive those who nailed him to planks of wood. And yet in that, we have to be patient and allow ourselves that to be forgiven and to forgive might take some time, given how deep the wound is. But back to our story. As we know, the master hears this man's plea, and he forgives his entire debt. And this man goes to a fellow colleague of his, owing him a much smaller debt, and demands that he pays it back. To which this colleague repeats, echoes, the very same words that this man spoke to his master moments ago. "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." Now, these are the very words that this man had said literally just minutes ago. The gospel says that he left his master and went right away to this other colleague. And he is now deaf to the very words that he himself spoke. So it's a recognition of how easy it is for us humans to ask for forgiveness and how difficult it is to ask to forgive. Again, pointing on how this doesn't come naturally to us. And yet we get this a powerful and vivid image of what unforgiveness looks like. He seized him and started to choke him. When we do not forgive someone, we are seizing them and we're choking them. It's a brutal image to have, but it is a real one. That when we do not forgive someone, we are spiritually, emotionally, psychologically choking them. In our first reading, we hear that wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tightly. So we have this theme of the lack of forgiveness being something with clenched hands. And so the image of unforgiveness is a seizing and clenching of the person who has hurt us. And we feel this kind of this tension, this clenching, both those times when we are seeking forgiveness, that person is kind of holding on to us and using that thing that we've hurt them with, they're kind of choking us with it. And we also feel it when we are trying to let go of something that someone has hurt us. And this is in such stark contrast to the forgiveness of God, whose image of forgiveness is just as brutal, but very different. The image of himself on the cross, whose arms and hands are nailed spread open and spread wide. The process of forgiving, so this means that the process of forgiving someone begins with the unclenching of our hands. This is, in my own personal reflection, one of the reasons why at the sign of peace we extend an open hand to those around us. It's a sign of the peace and forgiveness that we're giving to them, that we're not holding on to anything with a clenched fist. And we can only learn this from God, and he strives to teach us this. For after the resurrection, when he appears before his disciples, he always does two things. He appears before them, and immediately he shows them his wounds. And then he says, "Peace. Peace be with you." He does not forget or hide his wounds. And forgiveness is not about just hiding or forgetting the hurt that we went through. Christ, even in his resurrection, still bears the wounds of the cross. But he shows us that those wounds do not need to fill our hearts with hatred and anger. And he teaches us that we can have for this forgiveness and give peace even as we bear and show the very wounds that we are suffering from. This isn't easy, but we are a resurrected people. We're a people who live with the hands of God, not the hands of humans. Hands that are more willing to be hurt than to hurt. So what kind of hands do we have?